Before we get into this episode of the podcast, wanted to tell you about the MIB Secret Society. The MIB Secret Society is a subscriber-only podcast, which allows me to get to know more about you. It allows us to go deeper into the conversation, allows me to pull back the curtain, and it's just a lot of fun. If you'd like to learn more about it and how to become a member, just go to rickbarker.com/secret. That's rickbarker.com/secret. There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because of the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
So today I want to talk to you about something that is so vital and so important to anyone's growth when it comes to learning, when it comes to business. It has to do with mentorship. I think sometimes people are confusing the fact that they feel that in order to be mentored by someone, that the person they wish to be mentored by must spend physical time with them, or they must have direct contact with them, or they must have their cell phone number, or they must be able to communicate with them on a weekly basis in order to be mentored by them. I'm here to tell you that that is not true, and that is not the case. I have some amazing mentors that have directly impacted me as a husband, as a father, as a teacher, as a coach, as a man who I've never met. I have been mentored through podcasts. I have been mentored through books. I have been mentored through audiobooks. I have been mentored through watching documentaries. I have been mentored by investing in courses of people that I wanted to learn from because I loved what they were doing. I liked their business model. I wanted to learn what it is that they knew. And I have been mentored by those folks. And in some cases, on a yearly basis, I spend anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 being mentored by people who I've never physically spoken to. Well, Rick, how the heck does that happen? How are they mentoring you? When we're being mentored, let's just go to Google and let's type in the word mentor and see what mentor actually means. Mentor definition: an experienced and trusted advisor. Advise or train someone, especially a younger colleague. Guidance relationship in which a more experienced or more knowledgeable person helps to guide a less experienced or less knowledgeable person. Nowhere in there does it say that you must physically be in the presence of that mentor in order to learn from them. So when people reach out to me and say, Rick, thank you so much. You've been an amazing mentor. I've listened to all of your podcasts. I've read your book. I've been in your program. Yes, there are people that are in my life that don't charge me for the time that we spend together, but I'm also very respectful of that time. And it usually started with we were able to do something for one another. Maybe they wanted to learn about social media, or maybe they wanted to learn about, you know, something that I taught and I wanted to learn something from them. So we mentor each other. I have a lot of very mutual beneficial mentorship relationships with folks. There are people that I have that relationship now that started by me purchasing one of their courses or one of their programs or attending one of their live events. If you want to get to someone and you feel that having that direct connection with them would be beneficial to you, there's paid mentorships. There are certain people today, because of the internet and because of Zoom, that you can buy an hour of their time and get mentorship from them that you didn't have the ability to do that before technology was available. You know, you have the ability right now to maybe not necessarily, you may not have the $100,000 it takes to join a mastermind to be able to ask Tony Robbins questions, but I can guarantee you, you can find someone who does have that type of money that has been in the presence of Tony Robbins that probably had a question similar to yours that was asked to Tony, and they might share with you the answers that they got. You may type that question that you have into YouTube with Tony Robbins' name, and I'm just using Tony as an example, and a video may pop up of Tony speaking on stage answering that direct question that you have. That's getting mentorship from Tony Robbins without having to pay the $100,000 to be with Tony Robbins. So the point that I'm trying to make is, don't get upset if you reach out to someone and ask for mentorship and they lead you to one of their paid programs or they lead you to their book. That's not being disrespectful. They're not shooing you off. It's just there's not enough physical hours in the day for me to listen to every single song that people ask me to listen to. There's not enough hours in the day when I get an Instagram message. It's like, yo, bro, hit me up on FaceTime. I have a couple questions for you. I just don't have the ability to do that. But I do have free resources, paid resources. The more access you want to me, I have the ability for that to happen, to get more mentorship towards me. But what I'm usually always going to try to do is I'm usually going to send you to a free training or a free resource that will help start the answers to your questions. But people have the ability to buy a half hour of my time on Zoom or an hour of my time on Zoom. Most of the time, we can get a lot covered in that point. And that's a way for me to be able to mentor them. It's just called paid mentorship. You know, that's what I want you to realize, is that don't be afraid to pay to get the answers. Because when you go to someone who has experience, what you're paying for is the ability to learn how to get the answers fast. Think about that for a second. If I'm going to pay somebody for a half hour of their time, and the first time I did that, his name was Ryan Lee. I paid $500 for a half hour of his time. And my wife says, what are you going to get for that $500? I said, I don't know, but I want to know I want to find out what I can get, because one day I would like to charge that. And when I got with him, he asked me a couple questions. I gave him my responses. He gave me some suggestions. I took those suggestions, that $500 half hour consultation that I did with him turned into $24,000 in profit. So that $500 mentorship call generated $24,000. Now, had I not purchased his time, it may have taken me hours to figure out what he was talking about on my own by just trying to absorb all of his content. So the reason, once again, that I'm bringing this up is I think sometimes there's a couple things. One is you can learn from people and be mentored by them without physically having to be in the room and them even knowing who you are. I do it, and it happens with me all the time. If you want someone's attention, don't be afraid to pay for it. You want to get their attention? Send a direct message that says, hey, how much for a half hour of your time? Sometimes they may give it to you. Sometimes they may give it to you at a discount because you were kind enough to ask. Sometimes you may pay full rate for that. But if you want someone's personal time and mentorship, be okay with paying for it. Especially today, you have the ability to get access to some pretty smart people that before the internet, you were not able to get access to. So mentorship comes in all forms, shapes, sizes, books. You could read a book and feel that you were mentored by the person who wrote that book because you got some value from it and it helped you. So go out there and explore, but make sure that you have mentors. Make sure that you're learning from people that have either had the success that you want or are getting the results that you want based on their experiences. And there's a lot of cool ways to do that. All right. I hope this episode has served you. Once again, there is a secret society. It's called the MIB Secret Society. It's a subscriber-only podcast that I do. And if you would like to learn more about that, just go to rickbarker.com/secret. And if you are just finding me for the first time and would like to be mentored more, share this episode. Leave a comment on this episode. Go grab a free copy of my book. You'll find everything you need to know at rickbarker.com/podcast. We'll talk soon. Ciao.